Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. We go through the lies that built 2020. We were deceived, and it's helpful to go kind of back in the Wayback Machine and remember every single one of the lies, from masks to Fauci to China to lab leak to Lafayette Square and more. It seems as if the more information we get, the more we were deceived by people that engage in treachery against our nation. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, go to tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
You may have heard that I am recently married, and every married man knows that while it's the greatest gift, it's also a big change. I'm joyfully adjusting all the habits I've formed as a single man, all the way down to my sleep schedule. One part of this married man's routine will remain exactly the same, though. Want to guess what it is? Every night before I go to bed, I take 2 capsules of magnesium, breakthrough by Bio Optimizers. Don't get me wrong, I'm not taking any old generic synthetic magnesium pills. I only take magnesium breakthrough. Why? Simply put, there are 7 unique forms of magnesium. By leveraging all 7 forms in each capsule, I'm able to experience magnesium's deep restorative sleep benefits. If you're having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, try magnesium in your nightly regimen and be amazed how much healthier your sleep patterns become. For an exclusive offer to the Charlie Kirk Show listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Then use promo code KIRK10 during checkout to save 10%. Or just search Magnesium Breakthrough and Bio Optimizers should be your first search result. Don't forget KIRK10 to save on your order. We are here in Dallas, Texas at our Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit. 2,500 young conservative women from across the country. Let me say that again. 2,500 young conservative women across the country. You know, if we had a young men's leadership summit, which we are considering doing, if we had a 9 a.m. start, they would have been disheveled. They would have been late. They would have been a total mess. At 9 a.m., we had 2,500 young women that must have got up at 4 a.m. to look completely awake. They were there at the door, just dressed like you wouldn't believe. Very organized group of people. And we talked about responsibility. We talked about what the conservative movement should stand for. And you can watch that live. I think we're streaming on Rumble. We're trying to get that up. RUMBLE.com, our Young Women's Leadership Summit. Make sure you check it out. And of course, check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. So a story broke yesterday that kind of just seemed, it was kind of a frustrating story. The independent general, or the IG, I guess what they call the inspector general is what they call it, came out and said what a lot of us already knew to be true, but it triggered a thought that I thought was so incredibly important. Inspector general came out and said, quote, police did not clear DC's Lafayette Square of protesters so Trump could hold a photo op, new report says. Now, many of you remember the BLM incorporated race riots last year. Many of you remember that after George Floyd's death, our entire country went into complete bedlam, and the activist media was perfectly okay with that. They were okay with the White House literally coming under siege. They were okay with dozens of Secret Service agents being assaulted, literal insurrection attempts against our country. The activist media said, well, this is all because of racial justice, of course. And so President Trump wanted to come out and go back to the church that BLM Incorporated tried to burn down. And there was this narrative that the police were given an order from the President of the United States to clear out DC's Lafayette Square. Now, President Trump and the White House denied this, but this was an ongoing narrative that quite honestly played a significant role in trying to dehumanize Donald Trump, as if he only cares about a photo op. He doesn't care about protesters, even though many of them were rioters. I want you to just go back in the Wayback Machine. Cut 85, Lincoln Project. Remember them? They came out with an attack ad on Donald Trump saying that Trump is no longer hiding, that he's a brazen authoritarian. This was on cable television with millions of views, all based on a lie. Cut 85.
He ordered our own soldiers who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan to flood the streets, instructing them to turn against Americans, used churches and the Holy Bible as political props. He didn't invoke the Lord to give us wisdom, but to boost his polls. Ordered an attack on unarmed protesters using gas, rubber bullets, and flash grenades. Washington transformed into a war zone for this coward.
And now NBC's Ken Dalalian has to admit that the decision by Park Police to clear Lafayette Square was not true. Listen to this. That entire advertisement you just heard was a lie. Cut 86.
Chuck, this is a really surprising finding by the Inspector General of the Interior Department. They took a look at this, an independent investigation, and they found that the decision to clear the park made by the park police had nothing to do whatsoever. They found no evidence that it had anything to do with the president's decision to have a photo op and walk through there and have a photo op at the nearby historic church. They had decided, the park police, to clear that park of protesters hours before, according to this report, so a contractor could install some anti-scale fencing.
I remember I was in Sarasota, Florida last year. And there was a woman that came up to me that did not like what I stood for. And she was probably wearing two masks and she was saying, brr. I couldn't really understand her. It was kind of the Charlie Brown teacher. You guys remember that? It was, brr. But what she was trying to say is that Donald Trump is an evil dictator because he cleared protesters out of Lafayette Square. I told her it wasn't true, but for her, she was trying to say through the double masking that this was the reason that she wouldn't vote for Trump. This was the breaking point for her. This was a significant story. This was something that was covered by the activist press as an autocrat who dared to crack down on dissidents. And you just heard from NBC's own reporter, the entire thing was fabricated. It was made up. Cut 87, the Washington Post video of the crackdown on protesters before Trump's photo op.
Fired at, gassed, and shoved. On June 1st, President Trump threatened military action to quell unrest that has spread since the killing of George Floyd, a black man in police custody.
I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters.
As he spoke, a remarkable scene unfolded outside the White House. Police in riot gear fired gas canisters and used grenades containing rubber pellets to scatter largely peaceful demonstrators. Their actions cleared the way for the president to cross Lafayette Square Park and walk to the historic St. John's Church for a photo op.
If you tell a lie once, all of your truths become questionable. Joe Biden is now president of the United States. And as I look back at the last year, this story was not the only one. In fact, there is a list of these stories that we must go through. And we must go through the lies and the falsehoods and the treachery and the deception that made 2020 possible. You see, as soon as New Year's Eve of 2019 ended and New Year's Day began, the Democrats looked at their calendar and they said, whatever it takes. They had a secret handshake, a unstated, let's say not publicly stated goal, a wink and a nod type relationship that we are going to do whatever it takes to get rid of this man. We need to get power back. Power was not given to these people. It was not given to Joe Biden. It was taken. And as we look back at the last year and we look back at this story, which is a complete and total act of fiction, Donald Trump cleared out protesters of Lafayette Square, just like Frodo threw the ring into, was it Mount Doom? I think it was Mount Doom. Is that right? Mount Doom. Because he didn't throw the ring into Mount Doom. It's all a fabrication. The entire thing is made up. But the question should be why, and what else were we deceived about? And this stuff is starting to come out at a pretty rapid pace now. Do you notice in the last month, we now have more information than ever about the stories that were considered to be irrefutably factual, such as hydroxychloroquine stories, the 15 days to slow the spread, the lab leak, Dr. Fauci clearing out of the protesters at Lafayette Square, masks, voter integrity. It's almost as if the stories that we are trying to defend and push forward into the public square, the Democrats did everything they possibly could in the activist media to keep this together. Whatever it takes. They had November 3rd circled on their calendar, and they had to keep these narratives alive for as long as possible. They were trying to run out the clock. This was a prevent defense. They said, we are ahead. There is a global pandemic. We're going to blame it on the man that we hate. And we're going to also make it seem as if he does not care about protesters. We're going to make it seem as if he does not care about public health. And all of this was built on a mission of treachery and deception. And now this is coming into the light. And when we go through this list, it's going to motivate you and hopefully offer some clarity about the people who call themselves our journalists. Are you saving for retirement or just treading water? Are you depending solely on stocks or mutuals instead of diversifying what you really need? Did you know it's easy to move out of a old 401k into precious metals like gold? That's predicted to go up $2,500 an ounce soon. This could be the answer for you. So call the team at Noble Gold. Do it this month and they'll give you a gift of a free 22-karat American Eagle coin. Just mention promo code Kirk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. We are here with 2,500 birthing people in Dallas, Texas. And you might say, what are you talking about birthing people? Well, the new maternal guidelines, according to the Biden administration, shows that women will no longer be called women. They will be called birthing people. They won't be called mothers. I'm reading from Newsweek. The White House 2022 fiscal year budget replaced the word mothers with birthing people in a section about public health funding, prompting ridicule Monday from President Joe Biden's conservative critics. Why does Newsweek have to overly politicize it to conservative critics? I don't know, but whoever wrote this story, I don't think they even realize what they're doing. It's not a matter of conservative versus liberal. They immediately politicize something that is so unbelievably stupid. So we are here now at the Birthing People Summit with 2,500 birthing people. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And for those of you that say, is that a real thing? Yes, our government is now describing mothers and women as birthing people, which I find to be kind of interesting because that was always the accusation against traditional family roles. Like, what, am I just the person to have babies? We're like, no, it's actually more than, now they're actually admitting, no, women are just to have children. Kind of a bizarre turn of events. No longer mothers. No, it's nothing more than the practice of procreation. The lies that strung together 2020. 2020 is a year unlike we've ever lived before. And of course, it happened because the amount of pent up dissatisfaction between America's ruling class and the fourth branch of government and our deep bureaucracies to get rid of Trump was incredible. He was actually getting things done. He was making significant progress. He was ending foreign wars. He was renegotiating trade deals. He was bringing manufacturing back to our country. And because of that, the activist press, they said, full court press, whatever it takes. We need to keep this thing together before it falls apart. And because of that, there is a list of these lies. And of course, we went through the Inspector General report here that shows that Donald Trump did not indeed call for the clearing out of Lafayette Park. It is a lie. And the activist media is an organization. They're an entity that by definition, they are designed to mislead you. Their profit motive is to try to have you believe something that is not true, to try to have a desired political outcome and a result. We know this to be true, and many people like Mark Levin and others have wrote about this extensively on freedom of the press. We call it the enemy of the people. But what it really is that if we do not have a proper framework or a way that we can view the world with clarity, instead we're always going on either instinct or what one friend says, and what you see is a nonstop propaganda campaign, then people are either going to start believe things that are totally untrue when they go into deep message board mode, or They don't trust anyone, and it's a complete culture of cynicism that sets in. Or there is a portion of the country that believes it. And so another one that was so obvious is, did you know that 4% of Biden voters said they would not have voted for Joe Biden? 4% if they would have known about Joe Biden's dealings overseas with China. 4%. And that's just that one issue, 4.6%. Now, Donald Trump, even with all of the mail-in voting shenanigans, even with all of that nonsense, only lost Pennsylvania by less than 1%. I think it was 1.3, 1.2%. Arizona, 10,000 votes. Georgia, 10,000 votes. With all the other just forces against him. What if just that one story would have got a fair hearing? But the media learned their lesson from 2016. They learned their lesson from covering Hillary Clinton and her emails. They learned their lesson from doing honest journalism. Now, the media didn't, I wouldn't say did honest journalism in 2016. They covered 1% of the stories, maybe by accident. Maybe because they were still had the muscle memory, if you will, of actually covering stories. They used to platform Trump rallies. Do you remember when you used to be able to watch Trump rallies on CNN? And then Jeff Zucker apologized for it. 1.2% in Pennsylvania, I was right. And the media said, not again. Never again will we use our channels of communication to platform someone that we think is the new Mussolini. We are now going to become the largest colluding Democrat political operation or super PAC ever created. Remember the Atlantic story where they said that Donald Trump called our troops losers and suckers? A complete lie. Published by the Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg, and funded by Lorene Powell Jobs. How about Dr. Fauci saying that everyone has to wear masks, even though that we know in his emails, and he said previously, you don't have to wear masks. They don't make any difference. He gave counsel to one of his friends. It might only prevent a couple droplets, but masks are not a big deal. What if the masks were part of a strategy to keep you afraid to want to bring a new ruler in? Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's staggering. That's why I get my meat from goodranchers.com. Because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the United States and met with actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the product is individually wrapped with and it eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef. Better than original chicken. Better than organic chicken right to your door. Buy one time or better yet, subscribe. Check out the Family Fest Bundle. If you subscribe, you will save 20% with each purchase. Subscribing brings the cost per meal down to just $2.38 per meal. That includes steak, chicken, and more. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Support American farmers. Go to GoodRanchers.com to get $20 off and free express shipping. 100% American beef and chicken. Chicken is always 100% all natural. No antibiotics ever, no hormones added ever. Better than organic, individually wrapped, vacuum sealed, and ready to go. And don't forget, you always get free express shipping. Safe and convenient way to shop. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie. GoodRanchersNS.com/Charlie. It just came out yesterday that the Inspector General said that Donald Trump never called for protesters to be cleared from Lafayette Square. Many voters told me that that was the reason that the straw that broke the camel's back of why they did not vote for Donald Trump. That was really the reason. Jeez. But okay, if that was really the one that made it for you then. But it's a cascading effect. Do you remember the entire laptop disinformation story? So the media was very quick to cover a lie that Donald Trump called for protesters to be cleared, even though they denied it and there was no evidence of it. And he's been completely exonerated on that. But remember when literally Hunter Biden's laptop was found and Rudy Giuliani somehow got it, and they started to publish the findings from that laptop? The New York Post lost access to their Twitter account. The New York Post, the newspaper founded, I think, by Alexander Hamilton, the oldest newspaper in the country, tried to publish those text messages from Hunter Biden and email saying that we now have 10% for the big man. Do you think that who do you think is more of a household name? Do you think Tony Bobulinski is more of a household name or Breonna Taylor? What do you think? Tony Bobulinski or Breonna Taylor? Well, Tony Bobulinski was a business partner with Hunter Biden, who came out. And remember the Tony Bobulinski tape? The Tony Bobulinski came out and did an interview with Tucker Carlson and said that Joe Biden was doing international business dealings with the Chinese Communist Party. 10% for the big man was him. Now, none of the networks covered Tony Bobulinski. It was completely and totally censored. And this was right before the election. This should have been the October surprise. And remember, a lot of these states were on the margins. Social media didn't allow you to talk about any of this. So the tech companies were colluding with the type of nonstop deluge of misinformation and disinformation that was being fed by the activist press. Breonna Taylor was a woman that allegedly we were told that she was just in bed and the police came in and shot her execution style, when in reality the story is that it was a raid gone wrong because her boyfriend started firing at the police and they fired back. Two different investigations show that the narrative that was being pushed by BLM Incorporated was totally and completely untrue. Remember Jacob Blake? Jacob Blake, we were told, was unarmed and was not fleeing police arrest. That was in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that resulted in the burning of another American city. Remember when Nancy Pelosi walked into a hair salon and that she was said, I was set up with this, where she didn't wear a mask and she got her hair done while eating her $20 a carton ice cream while San Franciscans, is that how you say it, San Franciscans? How about Friscoites? Is that it? Friscoites? That's about right. People in San Francisco were not able to go to a restaurant, go to a beauty parlor, go to a hair salon, nothing. Remember Andrew Cuomo, who literally put infected Chinese coronavirus patients into nursing homes, then wrote a book about that in the fall, in the midst of the crisis, all the lockdowns, and the press never asked anything about it? You remember when Donald Trump was accused of telling a Georgia election official to, quote, go find the votes, and the New York Times never actually published the entire tape of it? But when they finally were forced 2 months later, it shows they made up the entire thing. He never actually said that. Remember when there was a lie that Donald Trump was somehow the CEO or a board member or the founder or the inventor of hydroxychloroquine, that he had a massive stake in that company? Completely untrue. One of his many portfolios owned of $8,000 or something super insignificant, owned part of a company that once made hydroxychloroquine, of which it's the cheapest, most widespread way to actually be able to fight the Chinese coronavirus. New studies show. We all know about Dr. Fauci and Anthony Fauci, who heard on the night of January 31st and February 1st that he got the information that this was made in a laboratory artificially. This did not have a normal genome sequence. He knew that they were doing gain of function research in China. And then he lied about it for the next 9 months up until the election, because Dr. Fauci more than Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. Dr. Fauci more than Joe Biden was the reason why so many people that otherwise would have voted for Republican or Donald Trump or sucked it up, they decided to go in the direction of Joe Biden, because they wanted someone to blame. And instead of blaming China, which would have been a vote for Trump, they wanted to blame Trump, which just happened to be the president at the time of the Chinese coronavirus. Remember 15 days to slow the spread? Remember when our public health officials, including Dr. Birx, who she herself went and visited her family during a holiday when she said, you have to stay at home. Remember Dr. Birx with all of her scarves and all of her designer outfits came out and she said, we need 15 days to slow the spread. They knew that was a lie when they said that. How about the story about impeachment? That was January of last year. Impeachment is how we started 2020. It was a perfectly fine phone call, but we were told that Donald Trump was working with Ukrainian officials and trying to put pressure on them to try to get some sort of weapons deal done, to try to withhold aid, to try to look into Joe Biden. That was completely untrue, and he was acquitted by the Senate. How about the next impeachment that happened after that, that somehow Donald Trump incited a mob to go storm the Capitol? Completely and totally untrue. And what we're getting at here in 2020 is the media did not care about their credibility. They just wanted to play part in what they considered to be the ultimate moral good of displacing and destroying Donald Trump. And what we have right now is a crisis in the channels of communication and how we actually process information. Very few of these media companies will ever be held accountable for what they did in the last year. From the Atlantic story to Dr. Fauci in China to the clearing of protester story, completely untrue. 15 days to slow the spread. Power was not taken. It was taken, not given. How about this entire question about mail-in balloting? This entire question of where ballots came from. And because of the tech company dominance, many people would get these Apple News notifications sent right to them. The story of a cicada flying on Joe Biden's neck has been covered more than Hunter Biden saying the N-word repeatedly in newly disclosed text messages. More people have talked in the last couple days about Joe Biden traveling overseas and representing our allies on the activist press, other than how his son is actually under active criminal federal investigation. More coverage was made in the last couple days about how Donald Trump did not have his pants on forward or backward at the North Carolina Republican dinner than a new lawsuit of a Democrat judge in Georgia that's allowing ballot inspection to happen because sworn affidavits of people that have worked for many years in the Georgia election official office say that all the circles and bubbles were filled in identically. Many of these things I'm saying, you're probably saying, we know all of this. We're angry. What does this mean? Well, what it means is eventually when people do not trust anything that they hear from the mainstream press, it creates a culture of cynicism. It also hopefully makes people pursue individuals in the media that are very clear that they tell opinion or their news. This is an opinion show and an activist show. We're not trying to here to break the news, but we never say anything here that is untrue or false. As soon as you start to view NBC and CNN and the New York Times as nothing more than an extension of every single one of these power sources, a lot of this starts to make a lot more sense. Do we have cut 89 queued up? Let's play cut 89.
Investigation by the Interior Department's Inspector General published yesterday finds that last June, Washington's Lafayette Square Park was not forcibly cleared so that former President Trump could hold a photo op outside the historic St. John's Church.
That's Mika Brzezinski, who now has to admit the entire thing was untrue. All of it. So here's another question for all of you right now. What are we being lied to about right now? Not what happened. We know that. And we're going to learn more about it. What are we being lied to about right now? Well, we know that the lockdowns actually hurt the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. We know that hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin and ivermectin actually were much more likely to help with treatment than anyone in the activist press would have believed. But then you had the social media companies and these tech giants, Google and otherwise, intervene and not allow any of this discourse to happen. Man, if the other side actually wants to create authoritarianism, this is how you do it. You do it why you know you are being fed propaganda. You want to know why people all of a sudden believe wacky conspiracy theories? You want to know why people believe things that are a little bit on the fringe? It's because the Atlantic story, Fauci and China clearing up protests, 15 days to slow the spread, the voter fraud and mail-in balloting issue that Trump made you want to go drink bleach. He told you to drink bleach from Tony Bobulinski to the nursing home scandal, to the Pelosi hair salon, to Jacob Blake, to Breonna Taylor, to Ahmaud Arbery, being like going for a jog, or Breonna Taylor being asleep in a bed, to the laptop in disinformation, to the Georgia election official to go find the votes, to the masks, the lies that strung together 2020 was one of the greatest colluded, concerted efforts to deceive a nation in human history. They used our own capacity to have somewhat of a free society against us. Because they were not able to force themselves into office, they decided through every channel of communication to use one thing they did not use in 2016. Shame. What happened in the years leading up to 2020 was there was a shame industry that said, if you actually cover Trump favorably, you will be shamed. You'll be ridiculed on Twitter and you will be kicked out of all the social circles. So you had a bunch of journalists that were afraid, motivated, incentivized to just get Trump out of office. Because no one wanted to be the one that actually covered stories fairly because they didn't want to pay the financial price, the cultural price, the relational price, or the societal price. So journalists that otherwise were covering Hillary Clinton's emails back in 2016 said, I do not want to go through that again. I don't want to go through the shame of having to be blamed for giving Trump another 4 years. I'm not doing that. My kid won't go to Harvard. My grandkid won't go to Yale. I'm going to get kicked out of the D.C.
country club circuit, and that's really important. I mean, I actually might not get invited to Google's major ball where they give out money to people that cover them favorably. I don't want that. And so what happened was this entire industry built on shame. And when you are afraid of the penalty of telling the truth, that's when the truth dies. Now, thankfully, there's an entire industry of Glenn Greenwald and Barry Weiss and others that are trying to keep this entire tradition of telling the truth alive, including our program here. But 2020 was as close to a coup as we will ever see. An actual coup. Where power was not given to Joe Biden, it was taken by lying to you, to lying to me, like a serpent in the grass.
By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And I know a lot of you want to support Mike Lindell and saying, Charlie, how do I support Mike Lindell? Here's how you can support Mike Lindell and our program, Combo Package. It's my slippers. That's right, you heard me, my slippers. They are the most comfortable slippers I've ever worn. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these, designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. My Slippers are so comfortable that you will want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. Just go to MyPillow.com, buy a bunch of stuff, and use promo code Kirk. That's basically the long and short of it. If you want to support Mike Lindell and Charlie Kirk, be comfortable, sleep well, MyPillow.com, purchase a bunch of stuff, promo code Kirk. God bless America.
We are here at our Young Women's Leadership Summit, brought to you by Turning Point USA, otherwise known as our Birthing People Convention. This entire transgender thing is rather tired in my eyes, quite honestly. And at this conference, we're unafraid to say that men are men and women are women. I want you to imagine an America where there was a grassroots response that would have stopped this insidious transgender movement that destroys women's sports and school board and high school locker room policy. If it would have actually pushed back against this early on, well, we're starting to see something that I've never seen before. You see, a turning point, what we do here is we try to stay in touch with the grassroots. We have an understanding of kind of the drumbeat of conservatism. We know what people that are actually making things happen want. And we go to school board meetings and we host Turning Point USA high school and college chapters. We host the largest events in the movement, whether it be our Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida. And this weekend, tomorrow, I'm going with Mike Lindell. I'm going up personally to go talk in Wisconsin, which is going to be something. And what I'm seeing right now is in a renewed focus and enthusiasm that I have not seen since the Tea Party movement of people that are showing up and expressing their concern with of what's happening in their school boards. And it's not just parents. It's students as well. Cut 79 is an eighth grade girl blasting school board policy that would have allowed boys into girls' locker rooms. Cut 79.
Everyone knows what a boy is, even you. Your proposed policies are dangerous and rooted in sexism. My guidance counselor's response to my concerns about bathroom privacy and safety was, well, there are stalls in the bathrooms. Now boys are reading erotica in the classrooms next to girls, and you want to give them access to girls' locker rooms, and you want to force girls to call those boys she. You do this in the name of inclusivity while ignoring the girls who will pay the price. Your policies choose boys' wants over girls' needs.
If you have a son or a daughter, most specifically a daughter, and they're pushing this transgender nonsense, you should show up to a school board meeting with them if they feel violated. And we're doing that. I spoke at the Chandler Unified School District, and boy, did it make waves. Someone went to the House floor and said, there are all these right-wingers that showed up. They get nervous because they've done their deeds of darkness under the cover of a shadow. And now that those of you that care about your nation and care about our home are starting to show up to these school board meetings, all of a sudden they're really anxious. They're trying to ask for help. And guess what? There's not enough people to help them. There's not enough New York Times writers to bail out all the school board activity that's happening. They can't write about all of it at once. They're going to do kind of a big overarching story. I guarantee it. Here's how well I know the left. I guarantee it. Give it 10 days for one of those maniacs to wake up because they don't want to cover any of the real stories. And they're going to write this story. Far-right influences try to seek foothold at school board districts across the country. I could just read the article right now in the New York Times. Just wait. and they're going to see, say, far right wing personalities such as Charlie Kirk even showed up at Chandler Unified School District. Parents have been complaining about transgender rights and about racial issues to try to keep the momentum of the big lie going from 2020. You know what? I should actually audition for a role at the New York Times. What do you think? I could write all their pablum for them. They'll have a couple quotes from some very gender-confused activists, and they would have a couple quotes from some BLM-incorporated organizer, some marginalized student who says they feel unsafe because there isn't an equity diversity classroom seminar. They'll put some sort of statistic in from the Federal Bureau of Investigation of the Rise of Hate Crimes, and they'll close it out with a quote from the Anti-Defamation League with a bow on it saying that this is a growing movement, and if dramatic action is not taken, then all of a sudden the far right-wing people are going to stage their next insurrection at school boards. Did I get that right? You see, when you know the way the left works, you can preempt their next move. And they're only going to do that because they are nervous. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much, everybody. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.